Welcome once again to the New Age of Love. I'm Rachel O, Dragonheart here, and once again we have our beautiful Fae and Angel. Geeta and Kay have joined us today to chat, to explore, to expand in this fantastic time of the age of Aquarius, this fantastic time of transitioning into the fifth dimension, this fantastic, oh, who am I kidding? This is not fantastic. This has been one of the most awkward transitions of my entire life. It's been so crazy. I mean, things are changing so rapidly. I don't even know where to start. There is a constant in my life, and it is divine love. And it is this divine love that is watching me. It's not even stay afloat. Sometimes I'm sinking, but I get back up. It's this crazy transition. There's a quote, "The time has come to talk of many things." I think that was Lewis Carroll in one of the Alice in Wonderland series. I think the walrus was talking about the time has come to talk about many things, because there's been a great change. Things are changing. Kay, you've always got something good to start us off with. Can you tell us about what's going on with you and what's changing?
Absolutely. I can definitely say something. Last week, I spent a wonderful week up at Big Bear Lake in California, a large, beautiful lake, so peaceful, so serene. Before I got to the lake, I was a hot mess. Seriously, that so much changing in my world, so much changing in my life. Had a cat, an old elderly cat. We didn't know if it was her last days or not, and just ready to freak out about everything. Really, seriously, freaking out about everything. Well, you'll be happy to know the cat Mystic, she is fine. She's 20 years old, but she's going well, and we're treating the issue. So it was not an end of life situation. As we drove up the mountain, my mother and I could feel so much calmness start to come into me. Just having that rock of mountain underneath me help me to ground and feel centered. But I have to admit, while I was up there at Big Bear Lake, usually, the place, it's a timeshare called Lagunita Lodge that my mother's a part of. The balcony overlooks the lake. I get to sleep on the fold-out couch and sleep with the slider wide open if the weather's perfect. Well, this time, the weather was a little cold, which is wonderful after a long hot summer in the desert. So I had the window open a little bit. And typically when I'm there, I have so many downloads, so many visions, so much happening on a spiritual level. And this time, the so much happening was really just that sense of peace. And being stable with a higher level of stability than I've felt throughout these summer months. And what really made it make sense was when we took a little boat tour around the lake. And as we're going out, the water was just perfect. There, it had been windy and cold the day before. This day was sunny. It was calm. the lake was just so, so perfect. It was the best boat tour ever for us and the other people on board. In fact, when it ended, nobody wanted to get off the boat. We were all so relaxed. We're docking and they're tying us up and it's okay, time for people to get up. We didn't want to get off. We all just sat there until finally kind of roused ourselves and said, well, I guess we've got to. So this wasn't just an experience that affected me, but it was there in the water, in the air, in the mountain itself, this sense of peace, all-pervading sense of peace. And what reinforced how natural this experience of these last few months was the fact that as we went out on the lake, the top of the lake looked kind of gunky, some bright green stuff on the top of the lake. It just like, you know, what is this growth? What's going on? And it was explained to us that this is something that happens naturally every year. And the locals call it the turning of the lake. As the temperatures start to drop at night, the water at the top of the lake cools. And so you have the warmer water at the bottom and the cooler water at the top. And as we all know, heat rises. And so the water at the bottom of the lake comes up, moving up. The water at the top that is cooler moves down. It mixes, it pulls apart, and it shifts entirely. And after a few days, the stuff that's come to the top of the lake settles back down. And everything is perfect. Or maybe it gets eaten. It looked like plant life. Maybe it dies off. But whatever happens, it's a natural occurrence. And then the lake is visually perfect again. And I feel like so much that's been deep inside of me has been coming up to be reprocessed and integrated, to be healed at a higher level than ever before. And as this process was going on, and as my week was going on, I felt like there were two levels of me. There was that higher, more serene, more healed, more whole person. And down beneath, there was still this snarky, judgmental, impatient, depressive,
human,
self-abasing, yeah, human person. And as things came along, I had a choice. Like the old story that went around the internet, you know, the grandfather says there are two wolves inside of us and or two beings inside of us, and which one wins? And the answer is always the one you feed. The one you feed. Which one of these two of me did I choose to feed? Which one of these two of me did I choose to embrace going forward, not ever having to put down or fight against that lower, baser level, but just choosing what do I want, what do I prefer. And I truly do feel so much more whole, so much more healed, so much more integrated, so much more like me than I have in over a decade.
Wow. What do they, is there a name for this occurrence on the lakes?
Simply the turning of the lake.
The turning
of the lake. Mm-hmm. You think of leaves turning in fall, but this is a literal flipping of the water.
And we are made of water, right?
Last time I checked, yes.
Isn't that interesting, Kay, how you experienced what the lake was doing? Again, we know that everything is connected, but it's actually on a higher level right now for this ginormous transition. Thank you, because you know, that really helps me understand my own awkwardness, my own confusion that I've been putting upon myself, and yet I keep choosing to feed that divine love. I keep choosing to not be so judgmental on myself or harsh. Gita, what do you think about this going within and this changing that's happening on a physical and spiritual and mental level right now?
Well, Kay, that's an interesting story, and I have to say I've never heard anything like this, but it makes a whole lot of sense, and boy, does this hit home. I think it is so much about, I mean, we are in this awkward time where everything changes, where all the inside really comes up, who we are, what's going on our inside, everything we need to pay attention to. And, you know, we're so used to always pay attention to the outside, but I don't think the inside at this point leaves us a chance. Like the lake, it's all coming up. And the choice that you talk about, I think that is monumental. You basically create your future with every thought, with every word, and with every action in the now. So as you, in every moment, as things come up, on the other hand, besides all the heavy, the dense stuff coming up, there is so much light out there. There is this duality of, you want to say dark and light, but I think I prefer the word denser and lighter to that. It is so feelable on all levels of our being. And it is that choice to make for each of us in every moment, to choose love, to choose kindness, to be gentle with yourself. It all is really starting within the whole, you know, as we go into the age of Aquarius, the age of love. Each one of us does that, and each one of us has to choose that love in every single moment. It's not always easy. It totally isn't. And by the way, I'm really glad that Mystic is doing well too. Okay. And I just think that in a collective way, and in an individual way, it's really about making the choices in every moment that lift you up. And it's paying attention to what is, so that you can create that brighter future, that lighter future.
I'd like to point out something that Gita just brought up, and the water in the lake is also this example. Did you notice, I did, that she never said good versus bad? She never said bad and evil and rotten, because that is often a concept that's in our own mind of what's inside of us. That lake was just flipping what was on beneath up top. It wasn't good or bad. And well, we've talked about in past episodes about how the fertilizing of the poo And the poo is not bad. It becomes the fertilizer and we can grow things out of it. Just like, as Gita said, that sometimes things are dense, they're heavy, they're awkward, they're intimidating. They seem unsurpassable. But if we change our perspective and we look at the whole and we choose to accept this mission of life with divine love within ourselves, it is a choice that you have to make daily, that you really choose to take that path. Just like water, we begin to understand that what was on the bottom that's being dredged up isn't being dredged up because it's bad or evil or to show you your wrong ways. Quite actually the opposite. It's being dredged up to show you how far you've come. It's being dredged up for you to take that sigh of relief of forgiving and forgetting and letting go. I mean, we do that at our full moon ceremonies of letting go of things we no longer need. And what an awesome global universal experience to flush out of our inside what we have done in the past, which for me personally, I have made some mistakes. I don't regret anything because they're all awesome life lessons. It's just a turning of the lake. It's just us. Oh, yeah, this happened and I was able to step through it and I'm here now. Not good, bad, just looking at the denser times, because I noticed that in this transition right now that a lot of things from my past that I thought I have meditated and done 108 malas of repeating prayers to get rid of and forgiving and offerings, and why are they popping back up on my face? But actually, with this new understanding that we're discussing here, they didn't pop back up in my face. They literally were just being flushed out. Flushed out of my physicalness, flushed out of my memories, as that kind of passing through that they're still in the lake in my mind and they just kind of floated to the top, but they settled back to where they needed to be in my system of making up of who I am. Because this is about you internally choosing you. You eternally and internally, both forever and inside of you, choose you. Because I believe that we are a part of that God spark, that the creator, the God, the creative source, the great spirit, whatever you're comfortable with calling that gooey energy of love, that is that divineness within each of you. And when we choose to walk in that divineness, that is who we are. Well, I think things become a lot easier. Kay, that was very profound for me. Thank you for bringing that up, because I think we often get stuck in that green part that floated on top. Mm-hmm. And instead of letting it flush back into us and accepting that that's who we are, it kind of, what a really great example. Again, because we are water, right? Gita, what were you?
It is also, you know, when you consider that as water turns and as we turn, as our insight, as our feelings come up, as our who we are comes up from the inside, it's not just about choices. It's also, you're right, it's about clearing. It is about, you know, making the choice. Oh, this is really gunk. This really needs to kind of go. And this one needs to be transformed. And this one, it's all these different choices, which each and every one. And, I actually think that in some ways, I believe that we humans have like a turning of these things. We're water. And as things come up, you know, sometimes when we have a little body ache, sneezing or like the flu can be just a clearing of things off from coming from the inside, just, you know, letting things out and, you know, kind of turning over within ourselves. You know, you guys all know that each and every cell gets renewed in the whole body in 7 years. And so there is a constant renewal that is going to happen. And the water is our emotional. So as the water gets turned over, we've got to do the same basically with all our emotional, mental state. It's about turning over, having just newness, recognizing this has changed, this much I have grown, and this I need to let go. You're right, it's about being 100% you, in your pureness of who you are and not what others are, want you to be.
The pureness of who you are.
That's gorgeous.
You know, and I think that is exactly what we are. We are true divine love, who we often forget because of all of the green algae that we get weighed down. And we just need to let it go. Let it go. Mm-hmm. Well, I think that was awesome. And we would love to hear from you, dear listener. If you have any questions or comments or would like us to expand upon any topic, please feel free to write us. You can find us at thenewageoflove.com or on our Facebook page, make comments or notes, even here on this podcast, right on Anchor or Spotify. We'll find your notes. We're super grateful to have you here. Thank you so much. And we hope that in this transition, in this turning of the lake time, that you are able to choose you. We already chose you. Thank you for being here again. Any closing words before I ring the bell, ladies?
You know, it's not an easy time that we all go through. I just wish everybody ease and grace, and as we go through this, and choose the light, choose the brightness, choose joy, choose love.
And I just want to say that some of that algae was beautiful. What turns up can be so beautiful, no matter how deep you have it buried. And what Rachel said earlier, so much is about the lessons. The experience may not be so beautiful for you, but when you take the lessons, the growth that gives you and the love it expands in you, that's what makes it all worthwhile.
And life is worth living. So yes, it does make it all worthwhile. And it is true that sometimes those things that pull up from deep down inside, they've got some sparkle hidden in them. Kay, before we leave, there was this lovely purring that I could hear. Is that our dear friend Mystic with you?
That was actually Frosty. If I'm on the computer or reading a book, Frosty has that cat ESP that says, I have to find her and I have to stand on her right now.
I just had to ask because, you know, we always cheer for our pets and our loves. So, well, thank you. And we hope that you join us again for another New Age Love.